You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host, Ray Wally, and Will T with the gray beard. He came back, aged a little bit since he was on here last.
Special
but
guest.
The man is in the
special
building.
Guest, special
the whole
guest.
Team is here talking about the Redskins' loss to the Philadelphia Eagles this past Sunday, which I predicted, by the way.
You predicted what?
I predicted the Washington.
You did too.
Also.
I didn't, though. So that means I was wrong.
Yeah,
you're right.
Your heart has changed this week, but the listeners, they don't know that
they
yet.
Will
but,
know.
But they will know
they
soon.
Will. They'll learn today. They will learn today. We'll see. Know how we do it.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
All right. First topic, the Washington Redskins losing the season opener against the Eagles 30-17 at the 10-minute mark. We will have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to talk about Sunday's loss as well. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll preview the Redskins' upcoming game against the LA Rams. First, the Redskins lost to the Eagles 30-17. What were your thoughts on that game?
Well, first of all, I predicted they would lose, so I can't say that I was surprised because I wasn't. But
Martell, dude.
Surprisingly, the defensive backs played well. Not surprisingly, Washington wasn't able to run or didn't try to initiate a consistent run game, which it just seems like it's something that's whenever we talk about a Washington loss, we always talk about a lack of run game, which isn't surprising. And then the lack of cohesion between Kirk Cousins and his wide receivers, particularly Terrell Pryor. Jordan Reed looked injured, even though they're saying he isn't having any problems with his toe. He looked injured. And Jamison Crowder, we just didn't see the Jamison Crowder that we saw last year. So hopefully this team can recalibrate during the week and get back on board, get back in the win column against the Los Angeles Rams. It's still strange saying Los Angeles.
I know it
Rams.
It is. You mentioned Terrell Pryor. He had two key drops, and he pretty much put this game on him. So we have a clip of that of Terrell Pryor after the game talking about his drop passes.
And that's got to be better. I put this game on myself. You know, I definitely let my teammates down, but I'm gonna hold my chin up high and work harder. You know, and that's all I can do. But I don't like that. I don't like dropping. But again. I start looking to run because I want to create a big play and I don't really focus in, especially because it was a little behind. So I just got to focus more on it, and I put this one definitely on me.
Terrell, what happened on the first play of the game? It looked like you just couldn't see the ball. I didn't
even know it was thrown because I was running up the hash, so I was looking up this way, and all I heard was the crowd cheering, so I knew it was going deep, but I was like, where the hell is the ball? I couldn't see. It got lost in the sun, so I don't – that's what happened.
I agree with some of what he said. Wally, off the microphone, you said about that opening deep ball.
Yeah.
What's the difference between him and Terrell Pryor?
And Will, you could talk about DeSean Jackson too, because you watched him as an Eagles fan. But he's a guy that on a deep ball, he knows how to adjust to a deep ball. Even he can be flipped one way and just turn his hips and get there. He knows how to locate the deep ball. Terrell Pryor, in that situation, the first play of the game, play action, he's a deep threat. 9 times out of 10, he probably knew they were going to him anyway, and he just couldn't locate the ball. When you see DeSean Jackson, we've watched games with DeSean Jackson where it looked like that one quick second he located the football. He just had a knack for it.
Would it be fair? Is it fair to say that maybe Terrell Pryor lost the ball in the sun?
He said in the interview, though, and this is what I didn't agree with, I didn't even know that the ball was thrown. The play was called. Yeah. You ran the route. So, like, what the world were you talking about?
I feel like people threw that he lost in the sun thing at him because his Ray said, his first statement was he didn't know the ball was coming to him.
That's why I said
that. And that's why, like, to me, that's what I'm saying, locating the football. You're looking at DeSean Jackson. He's a guy that from experience and watching him play, either with the Eagles and the Washington Reds, and for the Washington Redskins, he's a guy to me that typically comes down that football.
I mean, it's interesting to me. It's interesting that Terrell Pryor said that he didn't even know the ball was thrown to him. So maybe he wasn't the primary read on that play.
It was a quick drop and throw. I mean, it was a quick. It was a play action. boom, going deep. So off that alone, you have to think that he was the first read. It wasn't hesitation. It was no hesitation that pass.
Well,
that's why.
The passing game and the lack of cohesion with the receivers, as Will said, was just one aspect of why the Redskins lost. Missed sacks was another reason. And then, in my opinion, they didn't match the energy of the Eagles. I referenced that big hit on Rob Kelly. I believe it was the second quarter. Michael Kendrick laid a boom on him. That showed that, again, that the Eagles were there to play. They were there to you know, open the season strong, and the Redskins just didn't seem to match that intensity.
So what were some of the positives in that game for the Washington Redskins?
The DBs, obviously, I think we all know that. I think all DBs played well. I was not necessarily expecting that, per se. I wanted to see what they were looking like up front. I was excited to see the pressure they got on the quarterback, which, again, I feel like they got decent pressure. But the DBs played, you know, made some plays.
Speaking of DBs, Jay Gruden talked about defensive backs, Josh Norman and Breeland, saying that, you know, they were the positives in that game.
Can you talk about the play of Norman and Breeland?
Guys played great. They've had a great training camp. Yeah, and got to keep it going. We have, I said all along, these are the type of games we're going to have. You know, we got to protect the football. Two key turnovers, one in scoring position and one to give them a touchdown. Comes down to those and then third down percentages. And then we were 0-for-2 in the red zone again. So if you look at the stats, usually you can tell your winner or loser from there.
Is it a matter of Wentz just keeping plays alive, or is there something else going on?
I wouldn't really say we struggled so much. I think it was 8-for-13. I feel like they got a little bit more than what we should have gave them. But, yeah, he eluded defenders on a couple plays. We had him back there sacked. He just made something happen, and that's what extended the drive. Those things are backbreakers. So you get an opportunity to get your paws on the quarterback. We got to bring him down because you take that in consideration. And we had our hands on him a good many times to where that touchdown, crying out loud, you make that happen. So you take those things and you take them off, it won't even be an 8-for-13, however, completions they had on third down. And it's just something we got to get better at. Like I said, we're going to take away the positives, but also got to create these negatives that we got.
Yeah, I feel like this is the start of something great. You can see that we still coming together. It's a lot that we got to put together to get the chemistry going. But I feel like the people that we put out there today, for the most part, we show that we can be something special.
Don't say nothing.
I hate saying nothing.
But no,
I like their play.
But yeah, I think Breeland played great, and it's a guy that was in the line of fire in training camp. In terms of, there were comments by Jay saying they know that he was. It seemed like he wasn't impressive, Breeland, in training camp, and in this game against the Eagles, going against Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith, he held his own. The same for Josh Norman. The only thing I will say, I agree with both of the players that on those plays. In that game, they had their hands on the ball and they had opportunities to have interceptions, and they dropped it. And I think in terms of to being an adequate defense, if you want to be a good defense, you have to make those plays.
Hey, it's just week one, but you have obviously things to build off of. Kendall Fuller looked better, as well as DJ Swearinger, in my opinion. I know you don't like DJ Swearinger.
No, I like DJ Swearinger. I just thought he didn't play great in that game against against what's his face?
Who did you think was the weakest?
Zach Ertz. I said DJ Swearinger is the weakest link, but I do like DJ Swearinger. It's not a knock on him. I like DJ Swearinger. I just think that in that game, I thought Zach Ertz got whatever he wanted in that game against a DJ Swearinger. It wasn't a knock on DJ Swearinger, period. As a playmaker, I think he, in terms of what this team has had at the safety position over the last couple of years, he's the best of the best.
I wasn't in agreement, but we'll have to talk. We'll talk about it with Lex. We'll see what he says.
All right, man. We'll be talking to Lex after the break. You listen to Urban Sports Thing.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces. I can barely move.
drill a bit for Percocet, yeah, Molly Percocet, bit for Percocet, yeah, Molly Percocet, bit for represent, yeah, gotta represent, gang, gang, chasing shit, yeah, never chasing, never chasing fire, mask on.
All Skins Everything with Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray, Wally, and Will. We're now joined by Lex Diamond of Heritage Sports Radio Network and his weekly appearance right here on ASE. ASE is dope. That's the hashtag. Check us out on Twitter. But anyway, Lex Diamond, what's good, bro?
Hey, guys. I mean, we have officially christened the first week of the NFL season. Can't believe it.
All right, Lex. All right. Let's get right into it. I know the season starts, and we know how Redskins fans are. They lost to the Eagles 30-17. What went wrong, man? What went wrong Sunday?
Well, there's a guy who makes, what, $27 million a year? And he's franchise tagged.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where you want to start. But I can't put all the blame on the quarterback. Because you can also find some blame for the coach, the mm-hmm. head coach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the general manager. Because they decided to
let Doug? You'll put on go. You put on Doug, yeah. Or you putting on are you talking about Doug, or are we talking about Bruce Allen? Which one?
No. Bruce Allen.
Okay.
Bruce Allen. The one who decided not to sign DeSean Jackson
mm-hmm.
and Pierre Garçon. Those decisions and keep Josh Doc. Or whatever his name is, the secret weapon. I don't know if y'all remember the cartoon, The American Tale, and they had that secret weapon that they had behind that gate.
Uh-huh.
They kept talking about they was going to release the secret weapon, and it took them like forever to finally release it. Well, that's what's going on with Josh, man. He is a guy that, you know, he was a first round pick. You give up DeSean Jackson, thinking that this guy was going to, you know, provide that speed and that playmaking ability, and we haven't seen that yet.
So what about some blame going to Terrell Pryor? I mean, he had some big plays to make, and she fell short.
Well, we got to remember, Terrell Pryor, year three and a half that he's been a full-time wide receiver?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
2.5 years.
Really, two. This is like really two seasons of full time wideout.
Yeah, so he's still adjusting to the position. You know, I think he still needs to work on, you know, catching. That's still an issue, in my opinion. And that's going to grow. I mean, he's going to grow as a wide receiver in that position. I mean, this guy, you know, he was selected, you know, college Ohio State to be a quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was actually drafted in the NFL as a quarterback and transitioned to the wide receiver position. And, I mean, because he's a great athlete. I mean, when you look at him, he's 6'5", 6'6". He looks like Randy Moss from a distance.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still going to take some time, man, for him and Kirk to kind of get into chemistry. And then the one fundamental thing that you learn if you've been a receiver most of your life, like a guy like Pierre that the Redskins may have kind of overlooked, was the pass, the run blocking that Pierre used to provide, you know, down the field. And that's an area where Mr. Pryor, he's got to learn that. Because right now he's not blocking anybody when they're running in that run.
That's formation. True. That's true.
Lex, a lot of your analysis, a lot of what you're talking about is about the offense. And we know that, you know, it's a total team effort, but the defense played well enough to win. We can say they even provided you with a pick six, gave you 7 points. So you have hit a lot on the receiving core, but look at the man you talked about first, Kirk Cousins. Are you still a believer in him?
I mean, it's just one game. You know, they've had some issues during the preseason with the offensive line, the thing about Gruden, he's not committed to running the football, and because of that, it puts more pressure on your quarterback to pass. And when you're not familiar with your receiving core, it's a little stressful. You know, you got to think about it. Jordan Reed didn't play during the preseason. Pryor is a new receiver. You got the young guy, Josh, who's, you know, he hasn't been on the field much. And Crowder, he's been out during the preseason because he had some injuries. So that's why I think a guy like Grant might emerge, you know, at least for the first 5-6 weeks. If you're a fantasy guy, he might be a guy that you might want to pick up because he's familiar with Kirk Cousins. He's familiar with the offense, and I think he's going to get a lot of burn. He's going to catch a lot of passes because Kurt is comfortable throwing to him instead of throwing to some of these other guys.
Well, Lex, I got Jordan Reed on my fantasy team. But anyway, in order to get the ball to these guys, Lex, Kirk's going to need protection. Offensive line, they looked the greatest on Sunday. I'll say it a nice way. Kirk got hit a lot. What does the team have to do to fix that?
Well, first of all, they're going to have to start running the football a little bit more and really commit to trying to get, you know, Fat Rob 25 carries per game. And if it's not just Fat Rob, you have to bring in, you know, let Chris Thompson change the pace, let him run a little bit.
Yeah.
But you gotta run the football 25 to 30 times a game to really, you know, make the defense look at your offense a little more as a balanced unit instead of, you know, a one-sided situation. And next, you know, this week coming up, they play the Rams. Who was a former offensive coordinator for the Redskins, so he knows every single idiosyncrasy that Kurt and Jay might have up their sleeve. He knows it all. So it's going to be tough this week coming up against the Rams, and they have a really good defense.
Speaking of the Rams, what's your prediction for this week based on what you saw in week one?
Well, I mean, if we don't run the football consistently, And like you were just saying, pass protection, gotta pass protect, but you can't really pass protect if you're not really running the football, because you wanna take advantage of like play action, and you wanna kinda get Jordan Reed involved early, because I think when you're able to get Jordan Reed involved early, you know, it kinda opens up the field a little bit, because now the safety, linebackers are focusing on him. And that leaves, you know, opportunities for the Jordan, for the Crowders of the world, the Grants of the world, and the Pryors of the world to get open deep. But don't forget, Pryor had a couple of big time plays that were deep. He just missed on a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
So are you taking the Rams or the Skins this week?
I can't take the Rams.
Oh, I did.
Because the Redskins can't be 0-2.
Well,
DC, they play the Raiders.
Well, about to reveal.
They can't start the season 0-2.
I'm about to reveal.
Too much controversy.
Look, I'm about to reveal some real stuff right now. Real things about to go down right now. They go 0-2. Season's already over. I'm gonna be that fan today. Like, season is over because you got the Chiefs and the Raiders on that schedule coming up. This team isn't good enough to get past 0-4.
That's where we disagree, but that's a whole nother discussion.
You don't agree, Lex?
No, we're not going to talk 0-4, guys. I'm not ready.
Exactly. I'm not ready.
No, here's the thing. He's looking too far ahead. You know, a lot of factors come into play. Injuries. You know, the receiving core and Kirk are just starting to develop some continuity and cohesion. So,
man,
let's give it some time. But you got the Skins this week. You don't sound confident, though, Lex. Give me a score, and then we're going to let you get out of here, man.
I'm going to go with a score of 24-14.
Wow. Okay, defense did look better this week. To start the season. So the listeners know how they can just reach you, check out your content.
Hey, I tell people just to follow me on Instagram or Twitter, Lex Diamond, without the A, and especially on Twitter, you'll see me, you know, I'll make a comment about something controversial. Like today, Carmelo Anthony being selected number 64
Ridiculous.
In the NBA by ESPN.
Ridiculous.
Fire those ESPN analysts, writers, whoever wrote that nonsense.
They're ridiculous. They haven't seen Melo in the hoodie, man. They don't know yet. They going to find out, though. They about to find out.
Oh, Melo going to go nuts with them people.
I know. He's motivated. So anyway, but hey, Lex,
he's definitely motivated.
But Lex, thanks for calling. I mean, thanks for calling. We appreciate
you,
man.
We'll see
you
next week, Lex. Hopefully, talking about a Redskins win.
hopefully we're going to have a W. Redskins will be 500, and you guys can get off of that bridge.
That's me. I'm on that bridge. It's just me. And I don't. And I still don't believe it, though. We'll see, though. We'll see. Captain Kirk has to play better, though. He has to play better.
All right, bro. All
right, guys.
All right. Have a good night.
No problem, man.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. After the break, we're talking Redskins Rams.
You listen to the Urban Sports saying, for itis, you dig? Deuces.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray Jeezy. Redskins playing the Rams. Like we talked to Lex about it. You already know where I'm coming from, man. I just feel like this is a must-win game.
You're very concerned.
I am very concerned. I think Aaron Donald is coming back, bro. Aaron Donald.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm picking the Rams to win the game. However, just thinking about it over the break, the Redskins defense will know all of Sean McVay's formations. I think that's a big advantage, and the Redskins have a great opportunity to go in and win the game.
Look, man, that L.A. Rams defense is better, in my opinion, than the Philadelphia Eagles defense. And you're going to have Aaron Donald back, too, with Wade Phillips. If Kirk Cousins and the offensive line couldn't decipher what the Eagles were doing, what do you think's going to happen when that L.A. Rams team, with that L.A. Rams team defensively, and they're going over there to L.A.?
Well,
it's a problem, man.
This is where it comes back to coaching. Here's the thing. A lot of times when a coach is going against a protege, you're supposed to out-coach that person.
Yeah.
But it does happen where the protege can't come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
What comes to mind as most recent? Josh McDaniels. Remember, he was Denver's head coach. He beat Bill Belichick in that first matchup when they faced off in the Mile High City. So, can it happen? Of course, because you got a Redskins team that right now has a lot of areas of the defense and the offense to fix. Offensive line, to me, defensive line, linebackers. You got to make sure you get consistent pressure and that you bring the quarterback down, and you got to find cohesion with the receiving core and the quarterback. So Gruden has got his work cut out for him. Is he known as a guy that can make adjustments? I want to say yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because the Redskins have had slow starts, or they've gone through periods in the season where they haven't played well, but Gruden has found a way to have them competing for a playoff spot, you know, these last two seasons, and they've gone on winning streaks. The difference is you knew they had that core group on offense, man. Reed, Jackson,
and Garcon.
I'm tired of talking about it.
And even Alfred Morris, man.
It's a huge factor.
Alfred Morris has been missed, too. People don't want to talk about that either.
So I like what Lex said, finding balance. You need to go and establish the run game. This is a good defense, but you got to change your game plan, especially going against a guy that knows your system very well.
So what needs to improve going into this Rams game?
Offensive line, blocking. The linebacker play has to improve. You also want to make sure that you're calling a good mixture of run and pass, so where you're not finding yourself with third and longs.
We also have this question on Twitter in terms of what needs to improve for the Redskins against this when they play the Rams on Twitter and on our Facebook page. We have Facebook and Twitter response. We have a Facebook response. Oh man, Lonnie Ed Upchurch says, in terms of what needs to improve, he said, where do we start? Tight ends need to block one-on-one because the contribution to the run game is whack. O-line needs to man up and knock somebody on their ass. Wow, very extreme. Knock somebody out on their ass. Real extreme, my man. I do agree that the O-line needs to improve. Jordan Reed's a little rusty, but Jordan Reed has never been a guy who's good in run run blocking. He's never been that type of dude. So he's basically a wide receiver playing tight end. I mean, he's a catching tight end. So he's not a guy that you kind of look at as a guy who can do both, who can block and can catch. That's a rare commodity, actually, in the NFL. I think Jason Witten's a guy who can do both. But Joy Reid isn't that guy. Vernon Davis isn't the best blocker, but he's a guy who's more explosive. I would like to see Vernon Davis utilized more myself.
Yeah, I think that Kirk needs to mainly get the ball out quick. Uh-huh. He has been pretty good with that over the past two seasons, getting the ball out, eluding pressure. But as we have discussed over time, many of us, when pressure is in his face, he throws off one foot, he's off balance, and you can tell where his size disadvantage comes into play.
Lonnie also mentioned that in terms of Kirk Cousins, that Kirk needs to step up against the blitz and deliver a catchable ball and or audible into some quick throws.
I wouldn't disagree.
I agree with that one. I do think Kirk, the pressure tends to, like all quarterbacks though, the pressure tends to get to, you know, a quarterback. So game predictions in this game, Ray?
I have the Rams winning 30-20.
Have the Rams winning 20, no, I don't think it's going that many, 17-10.
You think it's going to be a low-scoring game?
Yeah, I think the Redskins, I do think the Redskins' defense is improving. I think they'll learn from what happened against the Eagles, and they'll bring Goff down. Goff isn't as elusive as a Carson Wentz. So I think, in my opinion, I think they'll play defensively, they'll play better.
All right. We'll be back talking about it next week.
And you've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia, and 96.9 FM for ages. Does that sound right? For ages.
Appreciate everyone listening.
You dig.
Catch you next week.
Deuces. Hey, Mecca, lead us out, big homie. Pledge allegiance to the swag, man.